What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading based at Mayville, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tommy, tell me, what's hot in this market?
Definitely on my board right now, taking a look at the Dow Jones futures and S&P futures. Dow Jones futures were up as much as 850 last night, and that's close to 4,000 points off the low. And some people are starting to sense some optimism around the world. I never thought I'd be telling you that less people are dying, and that's good news and has the market going up. So keep it in perspective. Deaths are going down in France, Italy, different parts of Europe. A little bit of curve steepening in America, but we still need more time. And with that, you're seeing bonds sell off. A little bit of risk-off trade, Don. Stocks up, bonds off. And, of course, you got to keep your eye on crude oil with that big rally last week with the Russia-Saudi possible OPEC meeting scheduled now for Thursday.
On the other side of the equation, in the hogs and cattle futures, we've got extended limits. It's been kind of an ugly week we had here this past week. What's happening here?
Well, it's emotional, Don. It's one thing to have a bad position on. It's another thing not to be able to get out of that position. So currently, hogs and cattle offered limit down at the CME Group several days of this. If someone's out there listening, go to barchart.com, look at a daily, and these moves are historic and ugly. Obviously, everyone out there who raises cattle and hogs, although you could be a hedger, there's just not enough hedging to do when we're on our seventh or eighth day of limit down. So big moves in the cattle and hogs, fear, labor fears, spacing issues, health, safety being talked about here.
What about corn, soybeans?
The American farmer has all the intentions of the world of planting big acreage, and I don't know what's out there to stop them. That's their job. That's what they do. That's what they love to do. That's what they're great at doing. But with that, corn and soybeans lower on the evening and definitely trending at multi-month lows.
Tommy Grisafi, Advanced Trading, Mayville, North Dakota.